नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. We're continuing our reading with Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we're reading from 5th canto, chapter 9, text number chapter 13, text number 9. Kuchin Nigirno Jagarahna Jano Kuchin Nigirno Jagarahina Jano Kuchin Nigirno Jagarahina Jano Navaiti Kinchid Vipane Pavita Navaiti Kinchid Vipane Pavidaha Navaiti Kinchid Vipane Pavidaha Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar Andho antarkupe patitas tamisre Andonda kupe patitas tamisre. Kwa chindigirno jagarahina jano. Navaiti kinchit vipine pavidaha. Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar
Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar
Andhonda kupe patitas tamisre
Andhonda kupe patitas tamisre
Kwa chinna girno jagarahina jano
Kwa chinna girno jagarahina
jano Navaiti kinchit Vipine pavidaha. Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar.
Dashta sma shete kwa cha danda shukar.
Andhonda kupe patitas tamisre.
Andhonda kupe patitas tamisre.
Shete kwa chatanda shukar Mandala. Vaishnavis. Vachin Nikirna Jagannarhina Jano. Tabaiti Kinche Pipane Pavitaha. Tashtasma Shete Pachadanda Shukha. Andon Dakupe Patitastamishre. Achinyagina Jagarahina Jano. Navaiti Kinche Vipane Pavidaha. Drashtasma Shete Kvachadanda Shukhar. Anjan Jakupe Pafitas. Kvachit. Sometimes. Nigiranaha. Being swallowed. Ajagara Ahnina. By the great snake known as a python. Janaha. The conditioned soul. Na, not. Avaiti, understands. Kinchit, anything. Vipane, in the forest. Apavidaha, pierced by arrows of suffering. Dushtaha, being bitten. Sma, indeed. Shete, lies down. Kvacha, sometimes. Dandashukahai, by other kinds of snakes. Andaha, blind. Andakupe, in a blind well. Patitaha, fallen. Tamisre, in a hellish condition of life. Translation: the conditioned soul in the material forest is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous snakes bite him. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into a dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. Would you like to repeat? The conditioned soul in the material forest is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous snakes bite him. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into a dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When one becomes unconscious due to being bitten by a snake, one cannot understand what is taking place outside the body. This unconscious condition is the condition of deep sleep. Similarly, the conditioned soul is actually sleeping on the lap of the illusory energy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chira Kole. O living entity, how long will you sleep in this condition on the lap of the illusory energy? People do not understand that they are actually sleeping in this material world, being devoid of knowledge of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Enechiya shodhi maya, nashi bharo lagi, harinam maha mantra lao tumi magi. Enechiya shodhi maya, nashi bharo lagi, harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi. I have brought medicine to awaken every living being from perpetual sleep. Please receive the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and awaken. The Katha Upanishad 1.3.14 also says, Utishcha jagrata prapya varan nibodata. O living entity, you are sleeping in this material world. Please get up and take advantage of your human form of life. The sleeping condition means loss of all knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita 2.69, it is also said, Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-controlled. Even in the higher planets, everyone is under the spell of the illusory energy. No one is really interested in the real values of life. The sleeping condition called Kala Sarpa, the time factor, keeps the conditioned soul in a state of ignorance, and therefore pure consciousness is lost. In the forest there are many blind wells, and if one falls down into one, there is no chance of being rescued. In a state of sleep, one remains perpetually bitten by some animals, especially snakes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Madhubhishtam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Uta Padakamala, Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajata, Sahagana Ragunatham Vidam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Sadvatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyepacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Kvachin Yirgino Jagarahina Jano Navaiti Kinchid Vipane Pavidaha Dashtasma Shete Pachadhanda Shukar Andondakupe Patitas Tamishre. The conditioned soul, the material forest, is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous snakes bite him. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into a dark well of hellish life, with no hope of being rescued. And the cause of the suffering and darkness, which is called avidya, is forgetfulness of Krishna, described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshita syad ishad apetasya viparyayo smritihi. Kavi Yogendra says that apetasya, because of ignorance, which is also pronounced ignorance, of Krishna. One turns one's head around and is looking in another direction. And therefore, fear arises. Bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshita syad. And one sees something separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And falls into the bodily conception of life. This is actually described in the Bhagavatam, the darkness as created by Brahma. Originally, the shadow of Brahma has created five kinds of ignorance, beginning and predominantly characterized by tamas, which is the darkness of the material world, the inability to see anything properly. And then tamisha, which means anger and envy of the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimately, and of all other living entities. And then the covering under tamisha, which means that one believes that when I leave this body, everything's finished, and there's nothing more than this life. And then there's moha, which is the bodily conception of life, and considering oneself to be the body, which is a great burden, don't you think? At least I think so. And then mahamoha, which isn't good. That means madness after the bodily conception of life increases. One becomes mad for material sense enjoyment and tries very hard. Duskriti, it means they're working hard, they're doing all kinds of activities expertly, but for the wrong reasons. So these various coverings of ignorance cause suffering for the living entity. And he works in the world in a bewildered state, thinking that he's the doer and he's the center of all attention. Krishna says, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. That although the material nature is working and producing all kinds of bodies, and the bodily functions are going on because of the control of material nature through an intricate network of devas, then the living entity thinks, I'm doing all these things, and I'm very great. Of course, Prabhupada explains how a materialist, when he or she attains something wonderful, thinks, what is the need for God? Because I'm so smart. And when something bad happens, he goes on television and says, there is no God. Otherwise, why would bad things happen to good people? And for a devotee, when good things happen, he considers, this is the Lord's mercy. He's given me some facility, and when bad things happen, he thinks, I deserve much worse. But the bewildered soul thinks, kartaham iti manyate, I'm doing everything. And Krishna says, such a person is vimudha. And then in the next verse, Krishna says, tatva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhaga yo guna gunesha vartanta iti matva nasajite. One who is tatva vit, or a knowledge of the truth, understanding that I'm different from the material body, knows that only the modes are engaging and that he's a witness, he's separate from them. And Krishna also confirms this in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Nakartvittam nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu nakarma palasam yogam svabhavas tu pravartate. Krishna says that I'm not, the living entity, rather, is not doing anything. Nakartvittam nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu nakarma pala, and the results that he's getting are coming because of material nature, not because of him. Subhavas tu pavartate. It's being enacted by the modes of material nature. And then Krishna says, Nadate kaschichit papam na chaiva sukritam bibhu, that I'm not responsible for the sins or the pious work of the living entity in the material world. These things are going on because of his interaction with the modes of material nature. It's his relationship with the material nature that are causing this thing. Nadate kaschichit papam na chaiva sukritam dibhu agyanen avritam jnanam tena muhyanti jantava. He said, it's because of ignorance which has been with the living entity since a time immemorial. It's covering him. That's the covering of ignorance. That's the enemy and that's the problem. The living entity is struggling with this ignorance since a time immemorial. But this verse, although giving a dire account of the living entity in the material world as being crushed by this ignorance, and here being described as a python, crushes and devours the living entity. There is a way in which the living entity can come out of this ignorance. Jnanina tutadjnanam yesham nashitamatmana tesham aditya vajjnanam prakashayati tatparam. In the very next verse in the Gita, fifth chapter, Krishna says that when one comes in contact with knowledge, jnanina tutadjnanam yesham nashitamatmanaha tesham aditya vajjnanam, it lights up everything for him as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives this very wonderful herald of the coming of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what he has brought. Ene chiya shodhi maya. Ene chiya shodhi maya. Nashi barulagi. Hari nama maha mantra. Lao to me, Magi. He has brought the medicine to cure this ignorance of the living entity that's been with him since a time immemorial. And in the very beginning of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami describes the darkness of this material world, and he quotes the verse, Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo nirmatsaranam satam. And he says that the Srimad Bhagavatam, it completely rejects all kinds of cheating, kaitava. And that cheating, all the cheating processes in the material world, which include dharma, artha, kama, moksha, are completely rejected by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very astounding statement, because these are the mainstay of the material world. Everyone feels as if they have a right to do their work and live happily in the material world, which to some degree they do. But they've forgotten the ultimate goal of life. And therefore, the Bhagavatam says, all these ways of living in the material world without consciousness of pure devotional service are a kind of cheating. And propagating them is cheating. Of course, we know even Vyasadeva accused, even Narada Muni, the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva, accused him of cheating. After compiling all the Vedas and Puranas, because he hadn't completely described the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, you've cheated people, basically. You've told them how to live happily in the material world, but you haven't given them the ultimate goal of life. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandao Sahodito Godadai Pushpagam To Chitro Shando Tamo Nudao. What a wonderful thing that now in the age of Kali Yuga, the great age of darkness, in which men have but short lives, they're quarrelsome, lazy, unlucky, misguided, and above all, always disturbed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda have arisen simultaneously, like the sun and moon coming up at the same time on the horizon of Goda, to wonderfully bestow benediction upon everyone in the material world. And then he describes what that benediction is. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda illuminate the inner core of the hearts of all living beings and reveal to them the two kinds of Bhagavatas. One is the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee of the Lord who is engaged in the mellows of loving Krishna. And then he says, by these two Bhagavatas, one can become free from the darkness which has covered his real knowledge since the time immemorial. Now in the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, NHE means to carry. K Carry means to move something from one place to the next. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought something to this material world that is not available here in the material world. Everything else might be available, but not this. He has brought what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is the only thing to be had within the 14 worlds. That helps to narrow our choices, doesn't it? Because the mind, even while chanting Hare Krishna, is thinking, I need something else. Maybe I'll go somewhere else. And there's a lot of encouragement for that in the external world. If you fly to one airport, you'll see in Rome that you should go to England. And when you get to England, there'll be another signboard that says, go to New York City. And when you get to New York, they say, California is the place for you. And in this way, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, one wanders in this material world aimlessly. In fact, Prabhupada describes the material world as a place where the living entities are loitering. And outside the 7-Elevens of the world, there are big signs that say, no loitering. And there's also a sign outside the material world for the living entities who come here and say, no, don't loiter here. There's nothing to be seen. It's all been done and more. Get something real. And therefore, Mahaprabhu brought the holy name Nhe Ashodhi. And it's a kind of medicine. The medicine that cures the dark hankerings of the soul for the non-permanent objects of the senses here in the material world. And moves his vision from this temporary world to the spiritual world. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryaho. Although the devotees walk in this world, they are looking towards the spiritual world. And then this medicine is analyzed very carefully throughout the shastras by the great teachers of bhakti. For instance, the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Holy Name are mentioned by Devahuti to Lord Kapiladev as she's hearing from her exalted son, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She exclaims, Yanamadeha Pravananu Kirtanan Yapravanad Yat Smaranad Api Kuchit Shwadho Pisadya Savanaya Kalpate Kutak Punaste Bhagavan Nudarshanat. That anyone who is engaged in the process of hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately becomes qualified as a Brahmin. Very astounding statement, but it's backed up by the great Bhagavatam commentator Sridhar Swami, who Prabhupada quotes several times in his purport, and says that even the prarabdha karma of the living entity, which means my present material body, which is a result of my past sinful activities in darkness, becomes transformed. Shvadhopi sadya savanaya kalpate, which means that even if someone is a dog eater, and the acharyas who comment on this verse make it clear that it's in the present tense, it doesn't mean that someone accidentally ate a dog once. But actually, that's what they have for dinner, regularly, for Thanksgiving even. And such a person who takes up the process of hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of God, it is transformed. Yad prama sakchat krita nishchiyati vinashamayati vinana bhogai paitinama spurinina tate prarabdha karmeti viroti vedaha. Rupa Goswami says in his Namashtakam that if someone is engaged in an impersonal process of self-realization, he still has to suffer and enjoy the results of his past karma until he comes to the end of it in order to become liberated in this material world. But one who takes to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely, and the holy name appears, is immediately transformed. And his prarabdha karma, his present physical manifestation of karma in this body, is transformed into something which is no longer material, but is spiritual. And that's why the Acharyas and Devahuti say, Shvadhopi Satya Savanaya Kalpate, that a person who, even as a dog eater, chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely, even one time, Te Pustapaste Juhuvu Sasna Arya Brahmana Churnama Granantiye Te, becomes qualified as a Brahmin. So he no longer has the same prarabdha karma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers knew the potency of this holy name and the vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brought it to this world and distributed it profusely. Of course, as we know from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he came for his own personal reasons. He had some internal reasons why he came to the material world, but externally, it was time for the incarnation of the age. Therefore, he took the duty of distributing the Sankirtan Yajna. Sometimes explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in an intoxicated state because of love of God. And we can read about these things in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and all of you have. But it's also explained that sometimes the emperor goes into his castle and becomes very intoxicated, and then goes to the treasury house. Not a good idea when you're intoxicated. And collects up all the family heirlooms and the most expensive and most invaluable diamonds and jewels that have been passed down for many years, puts them in a bag, and then walks down to the common road where people are driving back and forth, and singing, dancing, crying, laughing, like an intoxicated person would do, begins giving them away for free. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a wealthy capitalist. He says he's brought the real capital to distribute. Now, he's also given the edict that everybody should do this. Everyone should carry this around and distribute it everywhere. In fact, the Krishna consciousness movement only has two parts to it, which makes it very simple and easy to pass on all over the world. The first part is chant Hare Krishna. Second part is give it to others. The first part is? Second part is? First part is? I don't even believe you though. First part is? I kind of believe you. First part is? Second part is? Second part is? Second part is? First part is? It's simple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna and give it to other people. And when anyone goes out to distribute the holy name, they get superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness, because they see reflected back to them how the living entities hearing the sound of the Maha Mantra become immediately awakened by the sound itself. Yesterday we had a Harinam down the road, and then we got out of we went to Nisringapalli, we chanted, we came back. And when we came back to the Vaishnava Academy, a dog joined our party. We thought that was very classic, just like Shivananda Sen. He wanted to be part of the party. And along the way, we saw reflected in the faces of all the people and devotees who noticed the Harinam going by, a kind of smile, a reflection that comes from their eyes. Now, those are devotees, and this is in the Dham, and it's especially sweet. But going out to the streets in New York City or... where else? Denver, Colorado. Let's have a shout out for your hometown. Where else? Gainesville, Florida. Let's hear for Gainesville, Florida. Where else? Come on, be included. London. San Francisco. That's it, although, right? Only those places? Okay, Calcutta. Listen to all these places, and they're all organized in such a way that one can cut through the city and just chant Hare Krishna. And practically, in most places of the world, they can't stop you. Some places they try really hard and they have it locked down, but those places also, there's secret ways of infiltrating with the holy name. That's where book distribution also comes in. This I like very much, because books are literary kirtan. They're written down. The holy name, namanyanantasya yashon kitani, The same vibration, Prabhupada said. It's there in the books. Therefore, he said, Brihat Kirtan, distributing books. So even in places you can't go and just cut down the street and chant Hare Krishna and let the sound vibration bounce off all the walls and go into the ears of everybody walking by, you can also distribute books even where it's illegal. Especially where it's illegal. That makes it even better. Because one book can bring down a whole nation. Because the vibration is so powerful within that book that if it gets out into society, which the despots don't want to happen, they tend to want to restrict knowledge that comes out to people. Because when people get a book, they rally around it. They say, here's a book, here's organized knowledge, there's something in this. And then they start having a meeting. Despots, and they don't like that either. They don't like people to meet, have assembly. That's why in America there's a rule in the Constitution that you should have free assembly anywhere. Because the Americans revolted against all this tyranny. But if you distribute a book, then it goes out and people can read it, and then it changes their heart, and they begin to meet, talk about it, and then they can start chanting Hare Krishna. And in this way, it can spread all over the world. So now, Nhya Shodhi Maya. Mahaprabhu carried the medicine, Lao Tumi Magi, and he said, you should also beg for this. That's what the word Magi means. Beg for it. Beg for this holy name, and he said, it'll destroy all of the Maya, all of the darkness, everything completely finished. And a comment about carrying is very important because this is mentioned in the Vedas. Tadvignanartam sa gurum eva bigachet samitpanis shotriyam brahmanishtam. Someone who wants to know the ultimate truth must inquire from a spiritual master, someone who is brahmanishtam, fixed in the absolute truth. And this is the Mundaka Upanishad, says that you should inquire from such a person, and you should also carry what? Carry firewood. Samitpani means you should come with firewood in your hand. Am I correct or not? Yes or yes?
Yes.
So, now, wood comes from trees. Thank you, Vaisheshika Das. Yes, wood comes from trees. And paper also comes from trees. And books are made of paper. So, in this age, we don't light so many fires for yajna. But we are encouraged to do one yajna, that's the Sankirtan yajna. And Prabhupada especially emphasized the distribution of books. Now, books come from trees because the paper's made of wood. And when you carry the books, it's samitpani shotrim brahmanistam. You're actually carrying something for the spiritual master. And this fulfills the wood-carrying spirit because it has physical weight and size. You can hand it to somebody else. And then, once you do, the injection of the holy name will be complete. One word, one line goes into their ears, into their heart. And throughout the Shastras explained how this acts upon the heart. Satam prasangam amavirya sambido bhavanti hrit karana rasayana kata. Also described as medicine, the sound vibration enters the ear, enters the heart, and then their life is changed. Om Tat Sat. And now, we'll just have a couple of reflections. Anything that you heard that's stuck in your mind that you're taking away, or if you want to incite something, you can ask a question. Ekalavya Prabhu.
Thank you for your wonderful class.
Thanks for being here.
I really enjoyed it very much. And I think I'm carrying away some things. I'm carrying away, we should chant the holy name and give it to others also. And one thing you mentioned one verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda have arisen on the horizon of Godadweep, and one is the moon and one is the sun. And I like to ask if you can share with us which is the moon, which is the sun, and why are they called the moon, and why is the other one the sun? What is the relevance?
Those are the two heavenly bodies that we're most used to and that illuminate the world and that all poetry is about in this world, mostly about the moon, though. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described frequently as the moon of Gaudadesh. And the implicit meaning in this metaphor is that they're giving so much light, the complete explanation of the Vedas and everything in their simple process, which is Kevala Ananda Kanda, joyful.
Why is Lord Nityananda referred to as the sun?
He gives light.
Is it that one, the moon gives more light, or the sun gives more light, or the sun gives more light, or the moon gives more light?
Well, in the pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they are working together because Lord Nityananda cultivates the field just as Balaram does. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends Lord Nityananda door to door, which he can't do as much because he's a sannyasi. And Lord Nityananda does that kind of work that sets the stage for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come in and deliver the conditioned souls. Which is what he does, mentioned in the teachings of the Yogendras. No, in Karabhajana Muni, says that Mayamrgam Dayita Yitsita Anvagavan. He describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is noticing that Mayamrgam, the living entities in Kali Yuga, are very much attached and that they're running here and there. So Anvadavad means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actively engaged in going after them. And sometimes he embraces them, and sometimes he chases after them in order to give them Krishna consciousness. But in any case, it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give Krishna consciousness to anyone who asks for it, and Lord Nityananda gives it to even people who don't ask for it. Another question?
Can you please explain the analogy of the python swallowing the living entity and other poisonous snakes?
Explain the analogy of the python. Pythons are big and they're very powerful. And they swallow their victims whole. So there's a way in which, in the ignorance of the material world, one is swallowed whole and can't understand anything. We say, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakai. This means, I'm born into ignorance, I don't know where I came from, and I know very little about the material world, even if I'm a scientist and I study oceanography. I can only know about a few of the little aquatics that are out there. And sometimes they say they only have cataloged about 10%. How they know that, I have no idea. And I don't know anything about the spiritual world. So the python completely swallows the living entity, and he's in complete darkness. So in Krishna's pastimes, we also know about Agasura. He's a python. And Krishna is known as Agadamana. Rupa Goswami says, Agadamana Yashoda Nandanandan Suno. He describes the Lord as the crusher of Agasura. And so when the python, Agasura, appeared one day, when Krishna and his friends were going out to the forest for a picnic, the boys saw this gigantic snake. Its lip was so high that it was touching the sky, and the two indentations on the side of his mouth looked like mountain caves. And his breathing was like a hurricane, and there was a bad smell coming from his intestines because he was eating all kinds of living entities. And he had been sent by Kamsa. And the boys saw the snake, some of them ran away, some of them said, no, it's just another place created for our enjoyment,
And then they all got together and decided, even if it's a real snake, and it looks like it is, it doesn't matter because Krishna's here. So we'll enter into the mouth of the snake. And then when Krishna came along, he thought, please, don't enter into the mouth of the snake. But the boys looked at Krishna's face, and while they were smiling and clapping, they walked into Agasura's mouth. And Krishna thought, how wonderfully my energies are working. But Agasura kept his mouth open because he really wanted Krishna to walk in. Because the whole plan was to kill Krishna. And this is the demoniac tendency created by the darkness of the material world. So Krishna went into the mouth of Agasura. And then Agasura closed his mouth. The demigods were waiting to see what would happen because they were, for many years, afraid of this snake. And Krishna, inside the mouth of the python, expanded his body to a size that choked the life air of Agasura. And his spirit soul popped out the top of his head. And it hovered in the sky. It actually waited there until Krishna came out because he wanted to show. Normally you can't see the spirit soul, but Krishna gave eyes to everyone watching how it merged into his body when he came back out. He glanced at all the coward boys and brought them back to life, revived them. They all came out triumphantly. And that Agasura demon stayed there as a place of pleasure pastimes for the boys. And they used to play on that great serpent. So there's a way in which this material world is we're crushed by the darkness of ignorance. But when we take to the shelter, when we take Krishna's shelter, he's Agasura. He crushes the python. He protects us, even though we're within the mouth of the python. And metaphorically, of course, in this purport, Prabhupada gives the verse, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam yasmin jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashito munehe. That there's a reversal of roles in the material world. The person who's in the darkness of ignorance, who's swallowed by the python, he's in such ignorance that he thinks he's enjoying and that everything's okay. And we know this because when we go out on Sankirtan, we meet people all the time and they tell us that. We say, here, have a look at the Bhagavad Gita. He said, no, I'm fine. Prabhupada said, what is that fine? And so, the awakened persons, they're thinking that the materialist is in darkness, and the materialists are thinking that the spiritualists are in darkness, so they're just wasting their time. And then poetically, in the Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami describes how there's a darkness in the spiritual world also. When Krishna goes out to the forest with his calves, it creates a cloud of dust, so you can barely see the cows and boys. But when that cloud, that dark cloud, starts coming towards the village of Vrindavan, all the inhabitants become joyful because they know Krishna's returning. And also when the nighttime falls, all the gopis become joyful because they know that's when their pastimes, their meeting with Krishna will take place. So Rupa Goswami says, the darkness in the spiritual world can never hinder the devotees in seeing Krishna. It's actually a source of light. And the Kali Yuga, which is described as the most dark age, is actually known as the time of the greatest benediction. Kalim Sabhaga Yantyartha, described by Karavajana Muni. Kalim Sabhaja Yantyarya. What is it? Guna Gya Sarabhaginaha. Somebody who's Sarabhaginaha, who knows the essence of everything, worships Kali Yuga, the dark age. Because that devotee knows that in Kali Yuga, you can get everything. Everything complete by performing Sankirtan. So, Nhe Ashodi Maya, Nashi Baro Lagi. Mahaprabhu has brought the medicine to crush the python. In fact, the name is what Rupa Goswami is glorifying in his Namashtakam, and he says, Agadamana, the crusher of Agasura. So just by saying the name, Agadamana, everyone please say, Agadamana. But a little louder. And if someone grabs you after the class and says, what was that guy talking about in there, you'll say, So we need not fear the python if we continue chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go pray manande, Hare Hare. Oh, I'm sorry. Prabhuji, please, go ahead. I let all the air out.
No, I was just going to say that wood, fire is permitted through wood also.
What's that?
Fire. It's within wood. It's permitting throughout wood.
Fire is within wood.
And the books, the paper is made from wood. And the fire is in the books also.
So fire of Sankirtan.
Yeah, so you fire, you distribute the fire of Sankirtan will also... But
so we'll take that as the last word. We should go out and start the fire of Sankirtan everywhere. Burn the place down. Haribo, Vansha Kalpatrubhascha, Kripasinabhavacha, Patitanam, Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Gopremanande, Haribo.